It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. Megan Huffman.
Hello.
Hello. Back from vacay and the holidays and then the Snowmageddon.
The snow holiday. So it's been a while. I've missed you, Mike.
Yeah, we've missed you as well.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Each and every Tuesday, Megan brings us guests from the nonprofit world and the community, and today's no exception. Who'd you bring?
Yes, I thought we'd start the year off by looking back at some of the success stories of the past and some ways that Share Greater Lynchburg has shown up to help individuals in the community and organizations to connect. And so today I have Principal Lori McVicker with R.S. Payne Elementary School.
Hi, Lori.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
And Whitney Boyd, who is the Family and Community Engagement Coordinator at Lynchburg City Schools. I did it. The FACE Coordinator. And the three of us worked together to deliver a really robust service learning program at R.S. Payne Elementary School, with the help of about 30 different nonprofit organizations.
Wow.
Most of which are partners on Share Greater Lynchburg. And so we use Share as a tool to connect with and reach out to and schedule these service learning partners. So I wanted to for Lori and Whitney to kind of explain the process of what we walked through, because this might be something another school in our district wants to do, or another service organization or something like that, because this is a very replicatable template that we've created. We have the network created, and it was really all because we had the foundation of connection through Share Greater Lynchburg.
Nice, nice. Well, and again, I wanted to mention there are 181 organizations that are currently on the Share platform. So there are plenty to choose from.
Yes, and I hear all the time that there's organizations using Share as a directory and a contact directory and a resource to reach out to the organizations and look at ways to volunteer. And so if you have those stories, we want to hear them, because we want to tell those because it inspires others to think, how could I utilize this in the same way? So this is just a really good example.
All right. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time today. And tell us about your program. And how it was developed, and what does it do? Who wants to go first?
So it started, I'm actually from Connecticut, and my principal back in Connecticut when I was a teacher, she had given us this book. It's the Student's Guide to Service Learning Projects. And within my own classroom there, we were charged to just do it within our classrooms, and my classroom partnered with a local hospital with students with cancer. And so they made blankets, we did virtual visits, they wrote cards, we did just a tremendous amount of things of communication back and forth. And I saw the impact that it had on my students. And so as a first year principal last year, I had a pretty big vision to do it school wide.
Nice.
And I could not have done that big vision school-wide as a first-year principal without the help of Whitney and Megan. And it was amazing how they just really came alongside and helped to see that through. And so there's multiple different elements of service projects. And so you have seniors or animals or community, or there's a list of them. And so it started with presenting it to teachers at the beginning, and teachers choosing what they wanted to be part of, and then presenting it to students as well, explaining each of the different projects, and then allowing students to choose which one they would like to be part of. And then the entire school mixed up, and everybody went to their projects once a month. And in the fall, the vision was to introduce students to community organizations. And so what are community organizations? What does that look like? And how do people serve each other and help each other? And then in the spring, they had opportunities for field trips where they went out and served. And so, you know, Whitney and Megan really helped with those connections of the different people that came in and the organizations that allowed us to go there for those field trips.
That's tremendous. And, you know, and we've talked, Megan, we've talked about how our own kids, not yours and our and mine, but our individual kids, how they've benefited from from volunteering and helping and working with other organizations. And this sounds tremendous.
Yeah, it really, this is a K through five elementary school, we should clarify. And these are children that are itty bitties that are having the opportunity to maybe write cards or draw pictures for seniors or, you know, go to Camp Kumbaya and help with the gardening and the mulching or go to Pace and help with play games with seniors. We had kids making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for the Daily Bread program. Wow. I mean, it was just thing after thing. And our nonprofits just showed up and kept Parkview came with their kits and the children assembled the kits. And then they eventually got to go to Parkview and pack food for thought bags and see where their peers are receiving these food for thought bags because they don't have adequate nutrition in their home. And it's just very impactful for children under the age of 10 to kind of have a sense of a broader community. And I, as a little person, can make a difference.
Well, Whitney, tell us about your involvement and tell us about the project from your perspective.
So I am very grateful for Principal McVicker. So I've been in Lynchburg for about 2 years. And so when I initially got here in my role, they basically handed me a list of all these organizations that were part of Lynchburg City Schools. And for the first 6 to 9 months, I'm just making cold calls and cold emails. Like, hi, I'm the new coordinator. Are you my right person? And I'm just doing this for months at a time. So by the time we got to this point, I'm very appreciative of the fact that I have been able to build really awesome relationships with a lot of the folks with these different organizations. And so, of course, Lori called me and I was like, you want to do what? And I was like, do you have any idea? You know, I'm in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, how are we going to pull this off? And so I was like, all right, just take a second, just breathe. And I said, okay, what are your categories? So we go through the categories, you know, what you're trying to look to do. And I was like, oh, and it just kind of just rapid fire. I was like, oh, this part, and just started making, you know, phone calls, text messages, and you know, truly just the relationships with those folks. They're like, oh, absolutely. When do we come? What does she want us to do? What can we bring? And and it kind of just snowballed. And so it really wasn't pulling teeth at all. Like, we really didn't have to beg anybody to come. It was, you know, can we bring extra people from the staff to help us? And I was like, sure, the more the merrier. And so it really was, the connection was the hard work. I don't think they just showed up, and it was awesome, and it was people and children everywhere once a month when they came to the school, and a lot of really good things were happening. Nice. And the reverse of that, when they went on the field trips, you know, the organizations were more than happy to, we can accommodate however many you want to bring, and we can do, you know, all of these things that they can help us do. So it's just awesome to see. And I'm really proud of her. She did a good job.
Well, I just think exposing children of that age to things like volunteerism and needs of the community and philanthropy and all of that stuff is amazing. I mean, I know when I was growing up, I would have had no idea about any of that. There were needs in the community, and I thought everybody was as lucky as I was.
Sure. Yeah.
And we talk about that at the foundation, you know, Bill, that, you know, if we can get a child to donate a blanket or a toy or, you know, dog food to the Humane Society as a child, that something sparks within your heart and your soul that then you can grow that person into a philanthropist over time and an impactful community member. And that's those are the philanthropists and the community members that we see every day benefiting the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, who are helping to fuel $2.3 million of grants that we give away. So it all starts with a child, you know, having this opportunity. So, of course, it was a no-brainer for Cher to get involved. And, you know, I just can't emphasize enough how important it is for our nonprofits to keep their contact information up and relevant and correct on the page, because that's one of the biggest gatekeeping or
gateway,
you know, that's one of the hardest things that people have is, who is my person, right? And sometimes staff will change and we turnover happens and we realize that. So keeping all that contact information up on Share is huge, because there's so many Whitneys out there and Lori's who are looking to find, who's my right person and who do I reach out to? And when there are barriers and when you continue to hit the wrong person, things can't move forward.
Right, they fizzle out.
Yeah.
And even, what organization does this?
Yes.
What organization is there that helps this thing or helps these people? And how does it work? And it's there.
Yeah, and they were stuck. For example, they were, they gave it a first stab, and then they were stuck on veterans, right?
Okay.
Because how many veteran organizations do we have? Well,
sure.
National Center for Healthy Veterans is a relatively new one on the scene, and okay. really wasn't on their radar. And so we were able to make the connection with the National Center for Healthy Veterans. We had a wonderful field trip out there where students. Met horses, therapy horses. They got to pull potatoes.
Yeah. They collected some things.
Collect eggs from chickens. So there's just, it was just really neat to have hands on and understand how this place is serving our veterans. You can type in veterans on Share and you can see the organizations that are relevant. So.
No, it's tremendous. And this is not a commercial or just a commercial for Share, but
it definitely is.
But it isn't.
That's what we're doing here.
It definitely is in a way because the Share platform, there are so many people that utilize it, but there are so many more people. There are so many more Whitneys that are out there and they're looking for this organization that does this. And we want everybody to know that Share Greater Lynchburg, if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org, just type in the organization that you're looking for and boom, you're probably going to find it.
Or even the category.
Yeah.
The category, not just schools, but... we have a lot of faith organizations that are looking to serve and civic organizations like your Rotaries and things like that, that get together and they say, oh, we want to do something in children's literacy. Well, you can type in literacy and you can see all the organizations, so it's just a great search functionality, hyper-local.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's Lynchburg and surrounding counties.
Yes.
Representing 181 nonprofit organizations within our community. It's just a tremendous platform. If you are part of a nonprofit organization and you are not using Share Greater Lynchburg, it's free. So you need to get on there.
Right. What's wrong with you?
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Wake up.
Yes, thanks to partners like the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, Bank of the James, Al Strubunt's Foundation, Centra, we were really able to get this thing up and rolling and continue to have support for keeping this free so that all nonprofits, despite your budget, if you're an all-volunteer organization, you can have the same exact page as the Academy Center of the Arts. Yeah. They look exactly the same. You can utilize the same functionality. There's no pay-to-play function on here. It's just all the same.
Yeah.
So.
And did we mention it's free?
It's free.
Educators like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think
educators always want to have those opportunities to just provide for kids. All teachers and my staff and my my teachers are just absolutely amazing and just really loved being able to embrace and do this with organizations that brought these opportunities for kids.
Yeah, and we're just really grateful for the 30 organizations that participated. We'll have those listed and hyperlinked in our Thursday newsletter.
Okay.
So you can see a little bit more about what people did at each organization. We'll go into the granular a little bit on the blog. So if you're not signed up for the Share web weekly newsletter, we don't spam you. It's just a weekly Thursday newsletter that comes out through MailChimp, and you can sign up on our homepage.
That's very, very cool. Mm-hmm. Again, go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org for more information. You had mentioned the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. How does that tie in for folks that don't know, and what's going on there?
Yes, Share is a program of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. So they're our parent and my employer. I'm the director of community outreach there, and my role is to just tell people about ways to get back in our community and the ways the foundation are serving our community. Right now, we have a new grant cycle opening up for the Century Fund, which is our $100,000 one time a year. It's the largest grant that we give, and it's for transformational projects that nonprofits are doing. So we've been able to help finish the purchase of the Camp Kumbaya property. We've been able to help with the facade and the interior of the free clinic. We were able to help complete the facility at James River Association. So think of those projects that are kind of at their last little push, and that last 100 takes you across. So the grant cycle opens up on February 1 and ends on February 28th. There's a 28-day application period, and we encourage, I think we have about 20 to 30 organizations apply each year, and would love to see that happen. It's also scholarship time, and this is for you, Whitney. We have so many amazing donors who give specific scholarships for a baseball player in Amherst County or who's going to a two-year college or something, you know, some kind of specifics. And we have so many different scholarships that are available through the foundation, and people fund it. We kind of invest that, and then out of that pours scholarships every single year. We never see the number of applicants that we hope we will, and I think it's just it's an awareness thing.
Yeah.
So we're working on getting out, you know, to counselors and to students and parents to know that there are a lot of scholarship opportunities. There's a lot of funds that are sitting at the foundation ready to help kids in technical education, 2-year degrees, 4-year degrees. There's a lot of medical related nursing programs, techs, mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of degrees. So please come to it's all listed on our website and the deadlines and everything, but scholarship time is kicking off now.
All right. And that website is lynchburgfoundation.org.
That's right.
And if you just go there, there's the tab that says grants and scholarships. You can click on that. There's all the information for the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation is there as well.
Right.
And we encourage folks to visit that.
Yes. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for taking so much time today and coming back. it's a new year, and we're lucky to have our partnership with you, and we really appreciate you.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Bill.
And thank you. We appreciate you and the effort that you're putting forth towards turning our kids into better people.
Yeah,
this is tremendous. That's wonderful. Thank you
so
much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It is The Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that. Oh, thanks, Bill.
Oh, yeah, no problem.